Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with the final part of Sadistic Blood. I guess, since there's no more choices in the game, I'll just read through to the ending. And of course, if you want to explore more, you can buy the game. It'll probably be on sale and just as a Halloween thing, because it seems like a game, you know, vampires, that they would put on sale. And of course, we're anticipating what I believe is going to be Gore's Screaming Show, which will be a Halloween treat if it does release around that time. So, I'll let you know. Could even be a pre-order tomorrow, but we'll see. At any rate, let's continue. Oh, and Scorn's coming out tomorrow as well, so I'll probably be playing that in open mic. But alright, let's get started. Huh? She's finally awake. You, what are you doing? Behind her is Alice. He's grabbing tightly on Ayuka's arms. His erect cock is already inserted into her anus. Kind of looks like the Hulk, doesn't it? Stop, pull it out.
Gonna have to say no to that. I've already decided I'm gonna become free.
Become free? Alice begins thrusting his hips while still maintaining his hold on her arms. Yuka lets out a groan of pain, feeling as though her rectum is being torn apart.
Now that's a good moan.
Oh, excuse me, that's the wrong guy. Now that's a good moan, music to my ears. You three, Rapunzel and Gretel stand directly in front of her. It's at this point that Yuka finally realizes what has happened to her, a sudden attack, her consciousness flickering out in an instant. She can only remember bits and pieces, but it's more than enough to realize that she's been betrayed. What are the three of you thinking? It's exactly what it looks like, shit for brains. We're sick and tired of having to obey your orders. You're betraying the association? Even as Alice rapes her, she looks forward. But her eyes eventually focus not on her subordinates, but on Yuna, who stands behind them with a derisive smile on her lips. I must say, your subordinates being so understanding really did help me. You did this. I did. But I will say that so long as you keep them on a leash with those weird devices inside their bodies, this would have happened sooner or later, even if I never did or said anything. Yuka responds to Yuna's words with only silence. She can't in good faith say she's never considered the possibility. Rapunzel's hate in particular has been quite obvious. Yuka had intended to negotiate with the association to get them to allow her to operate alone again. For the time being, I believe this little thing is suspicious, It's the detonation controller for the control devices, which Yuka had secretly carried on her person. That precious device is now in Yuna's hands. All I have to do is press this button right here, yes? Hey, keep your fingers off that button, you'll blow us the fuck up. Yes, right you are. Hand the controller over, I can't concentrate with that thing in your hands. Yes, I'll just sit right here and watch, so have your way with the woman. Yuna tosses the controller over to Rapunzel. Rapunzel's face contorts in fear for a moment, but he swiftly snatches it out of the air with a tentacle. Right, nothing to fear anymore, because of course he had tentacles.
Ooh!
Alice pulls Yuka's arms so far back that it feels as though her hands might tear off, making her scream out. He thrusts his hips up behind her, jamming his cock into the depths of her rectum. Stop it! Yuka withstands the pain while desperately clenching her teeth. Alice's penis is obscenely large, as if to match the rest of his physique. He's about to Hulk smash her. He's jammed it so forcefully inside her butt that part of her rectum has in fact been ripped. Yup, as I thought. How dare you? I won't forgive this. Oh yeah, you will. You won't have time to. You're about to get your fucking back blown out. What good is running your mouth gonna do in this situation, eh? You really think that's gonna help you any? And besides, I feel like being just as unforgiving as you were. Day in, day out, all you did was boss me around. But Gretel, you too. What is the meaning of this? You want to go free too? Not at all. Even now, I am your loyal follower, Lady Yuka. Then why are you... But the truth of the matter is that I am unsatisfied with the way things have gone until now. I wanted to become one with you, to swear my loyalty to you in the truest sense of the word. And I have finally learned the way to do that. Yuika shivers uneasily. She doesn't understand what Gretel means by that, but it's clear that he's gone mad. Or more precisely, while he's always been insane, his madness has taken on a new angle. No one is left on her side. With that fact thrust before her eyes, Yuika realizes the true terror of the situation she's in. The possibility that there might be no escaping this begins to dawn on her. It hurts. It feels like he's gonna tear my ass apart. Alice's penis, it's getting bigger. It was big to begin with, but now it's getting even bigger. Stop it, my arms, you're gonna tear them off. Watch it, Missy. Once Alice gets started, he goes completely off the rails. Don't expect him to be gentle. Alice, stop it. It really hurts. Just give the fuck up. You're not gonna talk your way out of this. If you really want to escape the pain, you'll just have to drown it out with enough pleasure. Rapunzel's tentacles thrust into her vagina. Not just one, but several tentacles push into her at once. Coiling like serpents, they immediately start rubbing hard against her inner walls. Cries tinged with both pain and pleasure escape her lips. Indeed, while her anus and arms are screaming out only in pain, pleasure begins to radiate from her vagina. She has no way to resist either sensation. She tries not to pathetically cry out, but the impacts inside her lower half leave her unable to resist. Wait, this isn't your first. What's the matter? Oh, nothing, nothing. Forget that. It looks like she's really starting to feel good. Lady Yuika. Gretel shuffles forward, huddling down in front of her. His long, slender dick extends from his crotch, its tip reaching her lips. Looks like a fucking tongue. Gretel, if you're doing this for me, stop them. I shall protect you. Your memory shall be etched upon my heart for all eternity, for as long as I still draw breath. No good, I can't talk him out of this. Her despair only deepens. The thrusting in her anus grows more intense. The impacts shake through her hips all the way up into her chest time and time again. It's as if Alice is trying to whittle her intestines away. Every thrust causes the urge to vomit to surge up in her. This is amazing. Her ass must be completely ruined by now. Wow. Yuna chuckles while Shizuha shivers in excitement at the sight. Shizuha's cheeks are flushed red. She's been rubbing her inner thighs together for a while now. Just don't say you want to try it too later, alright, dear? They'll tear your every orifice. I wasn't going to say that. And besides, at this rate, I think broken orifice is going to be the least of her worries.
Oh!
Alice suddenly starts thrusting even faster. He yanks Yuika's arms further back as he sinks his cock completely inside her. The pain from that easily overpowers the pleasure coming from her vagina, causing a hoarse scream to escape her lips. It hurts! It hurts! Ah! Ah ha ha! Ah ha ha! Oh boy, Alice is getting serious about this! Lady Yuika, I can't put it in when you thrash around like that. Gretel had been trying to insert his penis into Yuika's mouth, takes a confused step back. Even if he's betrayed her, or maybe it's because he doesn't think he's actually betrayed her that he doesn't intend on forcing her to take his penis. Just do it in one go. Shove her, grab her head and shove it in. I can't treat her with such violence. Then you can just stand there with your schlong dangling and your balls blue for all I care. Yuika howls as her arms are pulled with such force that it feels as though her bones will break. By this point, she isn't feeling pleasure anymore. She can hear crackling sounds behind her. Her entire body is shaking.
Oh! Alice, wait! Really, wait! Hulk smash!
However, he's too busy swinging his hips maniacally with excitement. His penis fervently thrusts in and out, stirring up her rectum. The tearing sensation in her sphincter only adds to the pain.
It hurts! I'm telling you, it hurts! It hurts! Ah!
Wow! Her mind blanks out. A blow that seems to gouge through her internal organs pierces through her. At the exact same moment, her entire left arm is ripped off. It takes a few seconds for the pain to fully sink in. Blood spurts out from her shoulder, forming a red, sticky pool on the floor. Yuka's eyes swerve towards her stump. What she sees fills her with more terror than she's ever experienced before. This can't, but why? Ah! Ooh, now that's a spectacle. This is so much of Lady Yuka's blood.
Oh! More like back out, bitch!
Gah! Alice continues thrusting. His rock hard erection continues stirring up Uranus. Her consciousness is rapidly flickering out. Losing so much blood is filling her with vertigo and nausea as her body temperature plummets. Death encroaches on her consciousness, cold, certain, merciless. If her wound doesn't receive some kind of treatment soon, she will certainly bleed out and die. Help! Well, I can't hold back any longer now, can I? I cannot stay idle either, Gretel mutters out in a panicked tone. Yuika's arm has just been torn off doesn't seem to bother him one bit. In that case, I must steal my resolve as well. Resolve. In the end, that was all Gretel really lacked. He cares for Yuika so much, he couldn't bring himself to take that last step forward. But now that Alice has taken things so far, he can no longer afford to waver. All to truly swear loyalty to Yuika in the truest sense of the word. Lady Yuika, we will now become one. He pushes his penis against her eye. Much different version of the Slipknot song. Ah! Ah, what are you doing? Oh my, it seems I've missed my mark. His cock gouges into her eye socket. Her eyeball is crushed all too easily. Good lord, it's skull fucking. Causing blood to cascade down her face. I didn't realize it was gonna get this fucking degenerate, folks. Like, we haven't seen much degeneracy from this until now. Now this is where the gore and shit is. I guess it's all the other paths you can read. Yuika screams. A pain entirely different from having her arm torn off rushes through her body now. Ah, so this is what it feels like inside your body, Lady Yuika. Gretel's voice is full of rapture. Although he originally intended to use her mouth, he finds this warmth pleasant nonetheless. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, my eye, my arm, it all hurts! Ooh, Lord. And the award for best terrified scream in an Arrowgay game goes to whoever the voice actress was for Yuika. The words echo within her thoughts like some kind of cursed chant. They force out all other ideas, leaving her mind scattered and jumbled. Blood-stained tears streak down her cheeks. This sensation is paradise. Ah ha ha, you really know how to pull your weight when it counts, huh? Alright, time for a special treat. I'll show you my ace in the hole. The tentacles that invade her pussy start moving faster. Tentacles all coil around each other, forcing themselves into the shape of a drill. You know, we didn't get maggot baits, but we're still getting tentacle rape. What? What are you? Amazing, ain't it? This is how I shish kebab my enemies. Shish kebab? A shudder of terror runs through her. Given Rapunzel's personality, his words probably aren't some kind of euphemism. The drill is about to shish kebab her vagina. The horror of that idea needs no further explanation. Wait! Finally. It really feels like finally, at long last, this day's come. I always hated you, acting like our leader and bossing us around. So I'm gonna take that pent-up grudge and hammer it all into you. Simply put, this is torture. Rapunzel's drill starts rotating mercilessly, carving through her vagina. Her womb is reduced to bloody gore. Soon enough, even the flesh beyond it is blended to pulp. Her vital organs are soon subjected to its violent assault. She screeches and bellows. Pain is not a sufficient word to describe the agony burning through her body. Something deep roars in her ears. It is the sound of her body being turned inside out. The tip of Rapunzel's drill reduces her flesh, blood, and bone to liquid as it climbs up into her throat. And then, the tip of Rapunzel's drill bursts out from her mouth. A vigorous spray of blood and gore gushes out, painting the floor red. Dying, this is gonna kill me. At this point, Yuika's on the brink of death. It's a miracle she hasn't died yet, given that her body has been penetrated from end to end. Yet Rapunzel's drill continues rotating, soon adding her tongue and teeth to the churning mixture. Ah ha ha, this is great, you seriously got me turned on now. Ah, Lady Yuika, I cannot hold back anymore. Oh, oh. Each of them is overcome by carnal passion in their own way. None of them care if she's alive or not anymore. Each of the three races toward climax. Alice through his thrusting his hips, Rapunzel through rotating his drill, and Gretel through basking in her warmth. And then, each of them sprays their white seed into Yuika's tattered, dying flesh. She gives no response to their climaxes. Her heart still barely beats, but at this point, her five senses have completely shut off. Her consciousness will soon follow as she's on the verge of death. One final thought crosses her mind. I want to live on. Wow, that is fucked up. Rapunzel and Gretel respectively pull out their tentacles and dick. A voice escapes Yuika's lips, but it's not because she's conscious or even alive for that matter. Her fate is simply too cruel. Yuika had always maintained a dignified expression as it had her features stained with blood and gushed in a ghastly manner. Phew, that was fun. Me too, I now understand Lady Yuika more deeply than ever before. You satisfied, Alice?
Yeah.
Alice is the only one who still has his dick inside her body. He gives her a silent look.
She did?
Well, yeah, after going this far, I'd be more surprised if she wasn't. After giving that dull reaction, Alice pulls himself out as well. However, his glands are so thick that pulling it out also yanks out Yuika's rectum. Her body gives one final twitch, the final reaction her body will ever make. This is how the girl who fought as a hunter meets her end.
It was all too quick, really.
Looking at the aftermath, Alice speaks in a disinterested tone. Yuka's body continues falling apart, spilling shards of bone, lumps of flesh, and tattered internal organs over the floor. Her thighs are still barely attached to her hips, but her genitals are a ruined mess. Her vagina is little more than a gaping hole spewing out blood.
Even with all her training in the Association, that part of her was weak and fragile.
Heh, well, what do you expect when you push something that huge into her hole?
Like you're one to talk about shoving unusual things into people's holes.
That there was my special, super special finisher move. Rapunzel raises his tentacles and reforms the rotating drill as if to illustrate his point. While he just used it as a torture method, it functions just as well as a weapon in proper combat. Well, what do we do next? Well, you should probably get those bombs out of your chest first. I thought about it for some time. Are there any doctors here in Chisakura who can remove them? I don't know. Capable doctor might be able to pull it off. Then it's simple. I'll turn the doctors into my minions and have them operate on you three. For real? We can have these things removed without even leaving the city? Can't say for sure, but it's worth a shot, isn't it? Well, if they mess up, the doctors will get blown to smithereens as well. For all their grievances, the three of them agree with Yuna's suggestion. Finding a doctor here in the city feels like a much safer bet than wandering around blindly and hoping for the best. Once the control device's bombs are no longer a concern, the trio will be free to fight the Association on even terms.
How do we know you won't double-cross us?
I'm fighting the Association, you know. I'd get absolutely nothing out of picking a fight with you three. Are we really gonna fight them, Yuna? This is our chance. If we don't fight them at some point, we'll spend the rest of our lives on the run. We won't survive the coming years if we're tracked by hunters all the time. If we want to escape this kind of life, we have to take this chance to strike back against them. You're serious about this, aren't you? I like it. Fighting by your side means I'll have more strong opponents to face. Come with me, Lady Yuika. Let us win our true freedom with our own two hands. None of them truly trust each other, but at least, the very least, their interests are aligned. Yuna and Shizuo have chosen to stop running and to instead stand their ground and fight. The fact that they must ally with biological weapons is irrelevant. Yuna is willing to use anything at her disposal to be able to live with Shizuo in peace. Then let's begin by turning everyone in the city into our minions. I'm sure that before long this place will become an open battlefield for our war. Good shit. I'm getting fired up now.
Any less than that would be disappointing.
Lady Yuika? With that, Yuna's plan is set into motion. True to her words, the residents of Chisakura are made into vampiric minions. Her faction grows in numbers and strength. The doctors of the city hospital successfully remove the biological weapons control devices. Everything goes smoothly. No major incidents occur while Yuna prepares for the final for the battle to come. The Hunters Association only notices a disturbance in Chisakura after preparations are complete. They prepare a large-scale force in order to exterminate the vampire infestation that had taken over the town. Here they come! Oh wow, they're all ready. Dude looks fucking cool though. He's got those legs wrapped around him, but he still looks pretty fucking cool.
Swipe, sup!
Rapunzel says as he narrows his eyes where he stands alongside Chisakura's defensive line. They're still a ways off, but he can see the Association's special unit positioned on the other side of Chisakura's Great Bridge. I'm gonna use this one as my thumbnail. I like it. It's finally time.
Now it's finally time.
Lady Yuika, grant us victory. Alice clenches his fist. Gretel brings his hands together before his chest as if in prayer, before running his fingers along the part of Yuika he's wearing. Yes, an outfit out of Yuika's remains.
Well, why not?
It is stitched together from flesh, bone, skin, hair, and entrails. Each of the three are wearing something similar, each for their own reasons and goals. Wow, he's wearing her face as a mask. That's crazy. Haha, it must smell terrible downwind from us. It stinks. It would do a good job of shaking the Association's composure. Yuna's lips turn upwards in a sneer as she gazes at the Association's unit in the distance. From the Association's perspective, having three bioweapons turned to the enemy's side and wear the remains of a hunter's corpse like some kind of uniform must be particularly unnerving. They have a strong edge when it comes to psychological warfare.
Don't worry. We've prepared a great deal for today.
I know, but...
Shizuo, believe in me.
We'll win this, I know it. So, just stay by my side. Yuna gently grips Shizuo's hand. Shizuo looks at her with surprise, but eventually closes her eyes calmly. Yeah, I'll stay by your side until the very end. Always. Yes, please do. We'll always be together, whether in life or death. Yuna grips Shizuo's hand tightly. In turn, Shizuo squeezes back. It's as if they're confirming each other's presence. They're moving out. The Association's force in the distance is beginning to march towards the city. Moving together in formation, they begin their attack upon Chisakura. Ah ha ha, time to butcher the men, the women we rape, and then we butcher them.
Alright, who's the strongest one?
Alice and Rapunzel rouse themselves. Many of the vampires standing on alert do the same. After throwing one last gaze behind her, Yuna turns her eyes to the Association unit advancing towards them. Now let's begin. This is our war, the battle where we win our freedom. Okay, she's alive. Yuna alive. Died in the line of duty. Three biological weapons. Apparently cooperating with vampires. Due to state of emergency, HQ is gathering forces to deal with the situation. And?